Governor Sisolak says Nevada has recovered all the jobs lost during the pandemic. Now, I see you rolling your eyes out there. I know.
Yes, folks, it's a miracle.
This is why all the Jack in the Boxes and Reno Sparks are closed most of the time.
Oh, my gosh. Everything. The DMV isn't even fully open. Anyway, I'm going to save this story for later because we can go on and on and on about this one. This is what we call a cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually saying no jobs lost.
Wow.
Hey, I'm going to save that. And when we have time, when we have an open segment, we'll take calls on this. Do you agree with the governor that all the jobs have come back?
We would love to hear from you if you think
that
that's
we lost. It seems impossible,
please.
But that's what the governor
I'm going to sound like Lars Larson right now and say, naysayers go to the head of the line, because I really want to, if you believe that what Sisolak is saying is true, please call us, 775-884-9910. Please do.
Well, I'm saving this one. This deserves a whole segment on its own.
I would love to figure out what you think if you believe that.
All right. That's coming up later. The Washoe County Health District is changing its name. I heard about that, and I said to myself, why? Well, the agency said there was, quote, growing public confusion over its scope and responsibility. It asked its staff to come up with a new name. They settled on, get used to this, Northern Nevada Public Health, serving Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County. Now, I imagine that's going to be shortened by everybody calling it Northern Nevada Public Health. The new name was approved yesterday by the Washoe County Commissioners, Reno City Council, and Sparks City Council. The new name takes effect next year. Now, can we change Renown back to Washoe Med? Gosh, I still say that.
Do you?
To me, it'll always be Washoe Med.
Yeah, I get that. I do.
Speaking of the health district, they say Washoe County's first probable cause of monkeypox, a man in his 20s who had recent domestic travel, is isolating at home and does not need to be in a hospital. The local agency is waiting for confirmation from the CDC that it is indeed monkeypox, which spreads from person to person through close physical contact, usually sex. Monkeypox is in the same family as smallpox and is rarely fatal.
You know, it's interesting. I was actually reading an article of ways to deter yourself from catching monkeypox, and sex was like the very first thing that they pop up.
I heard like 95% of the first cases were from sex.
What's going on? You know what's weird? And we got all these things that are popping back up, like polio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to laugh, but the other day when I heard there was some guy that had polio, but he caught it while he was in Poland, like Polish polio. Is this a thing? I'm serious. It's like, you know, it's like the China virus, Polish polio, you know, like what else is going on here? It's just so weird to me. I don't know. All these things are coming back. Do you remember that?
I can think of so many punchlines for Polish polio.
Right, I know. Right. I laughed about it.
Don't get
I don't
me started.
Laugh.
You're a very bad man.
No. It was like Polish polio. Really? Anyway.
One more.
Yeah,
should emergency services for Washoe County, Reno, and Sparks be combined? Folks, it seems like they've been considering this forever, but now it looks like it's going to happen. The county and cities met yesterday. They okayed to take the first steps toward merging the three regional emergency agencies for fire calls, medical response, and dispatch. And they also agreed to set up an advisory group to work on improving the overall emergency response in the Truckee Meadows. What a hornet's nest to get into. Remember, the fire departments did this. The Reno took over the Washoe County fire.
Right.
And that didn't last. I think it lasted 6 years. And then they disassociated and disconnected. And my gosh.
It sounds like a political move within.
Somebody's getting something, right, Jay?
Something's got to be going on. I'll tell you something that's going on. We got L&L Hawaiian Barbecue coming in here in just a little bit. We're going to talk with them next right here. If you got something you want to talk to them about or say, 775-884-9910. Go ahead and call. It's next, L&L Barbecue, here on Live and Local with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter and Jay Biggs every Saturday morning, live and local, right here from Reno. It's our morning show every Saturday morning, live and local, right, Jay?
Absolutely it is. And you can check out the podcast each and every Saturday right after the show at 991fmtalk.com for your listening pleasure. But for your mouth's pleasure, right now in our studio with us is Ron Chadwick, owner of L&L Hawaiian Barbecue. Thank you for coming in this morning, Ron.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Aloha.
Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha.
Did you bring some Mac salad?
No, we were just talking about that. Yeah, you guys made me hungry for it.
I know.
All your lunch entrees, I know they come with two scoops of white rice and the creamy macaroni salad, which I heard...
And cabbage.
I heard was, quote, the bomb.
Yeah,
so I had to check it out. That's what I was told. And this is pure Hawaiian. What is the difference between macaroni salad and Hawaiian style? I mean, you had it in Hawaii yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, that's how I kind of got hooked on it. One of my trips out to Hawaii, we ate it for lunch one day, and I was like, this is amazing. And it was enough food that I took it back to the room, and I had some a little bit later because they are big plates.
What do they put it at? How's it different?
It's got a secret ingredient.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we can't get that.
How do you represent Hawaii with starting with the look of your place? And there's more than one. There's like, what, three L&L Hawaiian barbecues in the area?
Yeah, currently there's three. Number four is being built right now. We'll open up in Golden Valley here in about the next month.
Nice.
And how do you represent the culture or the look of Hawaii? Tell me there's island music.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Okay. All the time, yeah. It's kind of one of the things that they require that we play our Hawaiian music. And they send us all the stuff from Hawaii. Plus, when we travel over there, we try to grab a few of the things.
Now, you say they. I didn't realize this was a chain.
It's a franchise.
I thought it was a purely local place when I saw it at Mayan.
No, I started over on Oahu, 1952.
And how did you get involved with this? When you were in Hawaii, did you just love the food and decide this is what to get in on, or what?
Yeah, actually, I love everything about Hawaii, but the food in particular was amazing. And then I came back, and I think it was about a month after one of the trips, I read a little article on Biz Buy Sell. Something was for sale, and started reading it. And from what I was reading, I figured out what it was, and I called the lady up, and I said, I'll take it. I knew what it was. I was down there the next morning with a check, and I bought it.
See, Ron actually likes Hawaii so much, he actually told me he bought a house there.
Yeah, I have a condo.
Oh, nice. Maui. Nice. Okay, well, we're going to go visit there next year, John. But
I had a friend just buy a house in Hawaii. He went, I guess, realtor.com. You can buy these houses in volcano zones that I guess you don't get insurance, but they're only like 200 grand. And have you heard about this, Ron?
Yeah, it's kind of a risk-reward.
Some people take the risk.
Yeah.
Some people take the gamble, like this guy did. He paid $200,000, a nice-looking house on an island in Hawaii. But it's uninsured, and if the volcano erupts, it's lost. It's the ultimate gamble.
Yeah, boy, I guess so. Well, I mean, hey, I'm from the Midwest, from Missouri. I mean, a tornado, just 10 seconds.
There's always
everything. Yep. But that being said, I mean, one of the great ways that they represent the Hawaiian culture with their food and their restaurant for sure is the fact that, like you were saying earlier, you can't finish the meal usually. Like when I get a plate of Hawaiian barbecue from L&L, it's definitely a two meal deal. If you can fit that whole meal in you, I mean, woo, you got some expansion in your
stomach. It's big. So if you want to finish it, get the mini.
Yeah.
If you want some for later, get the regular.
Which is a smart thing for sure. Now you guys got some sauces that you guys have there, the chicken katsu sauce.
Yeah.
Or what? Oh my gosh, that stuff is so
like
good.
Fried chicken and a dipping sauce is what I like. Chicken
yeah,
strips.
Yeah, it's almost
stuff.
That sauce to me. I mean, I know it's not, but there's something about it. Kind of reminds me a little bit of A1. Just that tanginess to it.
A1 and what? Pineapple?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, we're talking Hawaii. You put pineapple on pizzas. That's where that came from, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And you guys have Spam?
Lots of Spam.
Okay,
they
have
like
a
Spam sushi.
Yes.
What? We have Spam like Simon, Spam sushi, Spam musubis. I mean, whatever you want with Spam, pretty much we got it. I mean, we buy so much of it. My son, who was actually the shopper a while back, built himself a Spam throne in his living room when he came back with a big order of Spam, because I think we came back with 4,000 cans.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Hawaii,
well, yeah.
They only in Hawaii, they sell different flavors of Spam.
Yeah. Well, no, they have bacon here. I saw it at Walmart. There's bacon-flavored Spam. I saw it at Walmart.
You can get it at McDonald's in Hawaii. You can go get Spam products in McDonald's.
Right, the burgers.
Well, first-timers at your place, kind of intimidating, so I'm going to run through the menu. You tell me just what it is in one sentence, okay? What is lumpia?
Lumpia. It's kind of a Filipino egg roll.
Okay. Chicken katsu.
It's kind of like fried chicken strips with a dipping sauce, Hawaiian style.
The loco moco.
Okay, that's like a beef patty, a little special ingredients in it, over rice with gravy and eggs on top.
Oh, that's really so good.
This sounds amazing. Why don't we have this everywhere?
Ron, are we meeting there for lunch after this? Is that what we're doing, John?
Simons. What are Simons?
Simon, and it's like a soup with noodles in it. Kind of remind you of ramen.
Kahlua pork.
Kahlua pork is like smoked pig. Like if you go to a luau, how they smoke it in the ground, okay, it has that
so
flavor
good.
With
the And the
flavor.
Spam musubi is the
musubi. It kind of would remind you of like
not
the
even
sushi.
Pronouncing these right.
Spam musubi, and it's rice with spam wrapped it with seaweed. We have katsu musubi. Have a bunch of different ones like
and
that.
And there's actually a spam musubi day.
Yes, there
up.
Is.
A national spam musubi day is coming up, what, 2 weeks? Or
what?
August 8th, 8:08.
You didn't hear about this, Jay?
Is it spam all 24 hours of that day?
I don't, what is it? What do they do?
just a national holiday to recognize spam. And it was actually started by L&L Hawaiian Barbecue.
Oh, my gosh.
The creator of that
Our
created
politicians
spam musubi day.
Hard at work.
You know, I got to
put together
to you,
spam musubi day.
I got to admit to you, since I've been an adult, I haven't had spam one time. I probably need to go try it, especially cooked. I've never had it cooked ever. All I remember is that spam that you pull out of the can, there's that jelly, and it's just, ugh. But, man, cooked might be a completely different story.
It's pretty good. But I grew up on spam. You know, that's the meat that we could afford.
So did I. I'm old enough. So, you know, us old guys, yep. It was so common.
Yep.
It was so common. It was like oatmeal and spam and,
Do you remember the potted meat?
Liver for dinner.
They used to have potted meat.
Potted meat,
You'd
yes.
spread it like peanut butter on stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And the Carnation instant milk.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How did we survive?
Carnation instant milk. Anyway, well, you know, so L&L Hawaiian Barbecue, do you guys have a website that folks can go and check out your menu and stuff at, Ron?
Yes, I believe it's HawaiianBarbecue.com.
Hawaiian barbecue. Oh, that's nice. It actually works out really well.
If they look like fast food places, but they aren't really.
No, it's kind of like fast casual.
Fast casual.
Kind of like of a Chipotle type. You walk into the front counter, you order, you sit down, and it comes to you.
Yeah.
How many Hawaiians do we have in this area? I mean, you did a market study, I'm sure.
Yeah, an amazing amount of Hawaiians are here. No.
Oh, okay.
Don't we have isn't there a Hawaiian festival here in town that they
yep.
do? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I swear I've heard of that.
See, I know we have a lot of Filipinos.
Mm-hmm.
Is the food?
The lumpia is there.
Yes.
I was going to say the food is pretty
L&L Hawaiian,
there.
It's kind of a fusion of Asian. Like the cook that created most of the menu is Chinese. So it has kind of a Chinese-Asian flair because a lot of the things over in Hawaii when they were building and stuff, the plantation era, they brought over Chinese and Asian workers. And that's how Hawaiian food kind of came about, the mix of that L&L got into.
I think you're the only game in town for Hawaiian food. But I bet you also get a lot of Filipinos coming in.
Oh, my gosh. We get a little bit of everything. It's amazing. People say, hey, what's your typical customer? I was like, really? There's not. We've got everything that comes in. People just love the food.
I was in Sacramento, and they have a ton of these Philippine, even fast food. What's Wallabies? Have you heard of that?
Jollibees.
Jollibees.
Jollibees. There it is.
And they're kind of like a Filipino KFC.
It's weird. They actually serve fast food chicken and spaghetti together.
Yeah.
It is the oddest thing. I've never. I went there. I have a Filipino
Add an
buddy.
Egg, it's perfect.
He took me down to Vegas, and he said, we have to go to Jollibees. And I'm like, what? And he goes, it's the McDonald's of the Philippines. And I'm like, so yeah, chicken,
wow.
Chicken covered in ketchup with the just ridiculous. Anyway, we all got our things we like,
yeah.
But I know for a fact here in Reno, I like L&L Hawaiian Barbecue when it comes to that. That's for sure. Do you have any new menu items or anything like that you guys are pushing right now?
We're experimenting with a couple of things. L&L is pretty open to us adding to the menu.
Oh, okay.
If we create something good, so
you can do like a local kind of
yep.
dish or something like that.
Yep.
Okay.
We can do that. Yep.
That makes sense. All right. What are you guys' hours?
11 to 9.
11 to 9
is what we're going to be. The new store might be open till 10 on the weekends because it's paired with the round table out there. So we're going to use the same drivers and some of the same employees working back and forth. So
are you wow. guys right. in Carson at all?
No. There used to be one over in Carson, and I've actually
That's
been looking
I
there.
Yeah.
I got a lot of customers saying, hey, open one in here. We're tired of driving all the way to Reno just to get All right. Now, so.
Yeah, a lot of those folks down in Smith and Mason Valley would love that, too, because they can head up there. It's not so far of a drive.
Awesome to have you guys in town.
Yeah.
Sure is. All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much for coming on this morning and talking with us. We're probably going to see you a little bit later on at L&L for some lunch because I'm all hungry now, thanks to you and John. But either way, we are going to break. We've got some local news here at the bottom of the hour, just like we do each and every hour. But don't forget, 775-884-9910 is our phone number. You want to call, talk to us, as long as it's interesting and nice. Go ahead and do so. We've got our real estate expert coming in with RE/MAX Gold next. It's Rick Canale here on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now on KKFT.
That heat. Be thankful it's not snowing. Can you imagine snowing, shoveling snow in this heat? I mean, really. Actually, that would be awesome.
You should see what the humidity is doing to your hair, John.
John Potter, Jay Biggs, live. Get you talking here on 99.1 KKFT. Hey, Jay.
Hello, everyone. 775-884-9910 is our phone number if you have any questions, comments. And right now in the studio with us, as he is each and every Saturday at 9:30, is our local real estate agent and expert with RE/MAX Gold. I'm talking about Rick Canale. Rick, welcome on in.
Good morning.
Hey, you didn't say Vietnam. You were almost going to say it there. Anyway, so Rick, the market's changed. Something's happened here in literally almost overnight, right?
Almost overnight. It's a shift. But you know what? That's not unusual in real estate.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, teach me about this.
The French have a saying, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, right? The more things change, the more they remain the same. Right.
And okay. So je ne sais pas. That means I don't know.
Oui, that's all I know. That's right. The only French.
So what's happening in our market? Up until about June, you put a home on the market, you had a lot of people putting in bids and selling quick, right? 30 right. days of the market, as soon as they could get that loan taken care of or the cash through, it was gone. Changed. Okay, almost overnight. And it's not just affecting our area. It's happening throughout the nation because I talk to agents in Florida, Texas, Colorado, all around the place, and they're all saying the same thing. All right. And it's because of what's going on in the economy and with the rise of interest rates. And it's creating some uncertainty in people. Now, those who are secure in their jobs, who are financially sound, it's not affecting them. Right.
Right.
Homes are still being sold. People are still buying them. And so that's good. So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this change and what it's doing and how it affects us in this area.
Absolutely.
And so there's some truths that we have to understand. That number one, there is a change happening. Okay. And if you accept that change and don't go back to a couple months ago and think that that market's still here, you're going to be successful in your goals, whether you're a buyer or whether you're a seller. And if you adhere to those basics of preparing your home as a seller and getting it up in top shape so that you can get top dollar for it, you're in good shape.
Right.
If you're a buyer, you still have to go through that pre-approval process and make sure that you're sound, okay, in your finances and that you're ready to go. And so those haven't changed. But when you come to that idea that if you're a seller, that your home, you can still get keep it high price, we know that things are lowering. 20-30%, maybe even more right now, homes are lowering in price, okay?
Wow.
It's not a crash, okay? We're not going to see a crash. We're just going to see a change. We're going to see a adaptation to the market because when the interest rates rise and the economy is really creating a lot of uncertainty because prices are so high and everything, people are saying, is this the right time to buy for me? And for some, it might be, but for some, maybe not. All right?
Right.
But for those who are ready to go, gosh, there are more homes for sale right now, okay, than there was even a couple months ago. And so that's good. And I was talking to a person who said, gosh, Rick, you know, the average price is $615,000, right? And I said, well, is that stopping you? And they didn't understand what the average meant. That meant that 50% of the homes were were selling over that price, and 50% of the homes were selling under. And so they were in the $400,000 range in the market. And I said, yeah, here's some homes that are for sale. They were shocked. They didn't know that. So the media's out there putting a lot of information out there. Stats are being thrown left and right, but people don't really understand them. So being right. educated in this area is really important. That's why you want to talk to a professional like me, real estate, help you understand what's going on.
Which you can do so, and you can always, of course, check him out at rickhasbuyers.com. We're with Rick Canale, our local real estate expert with REMAX Gold. So tell us, as far as the market changing, is this a good thing or a bad thing for let's say a buyer? Is this a good thing for them, or would you consider it a bad thing for a buyer?
It's not a bad thing at all. A change is part of real estate. Okay, it's not bad. Okay, here's what it is for buyers. There are going to be fewer buyers that you're competing against. Okay,
right.
So the buyers that are in the market today, they're serious, right? They're not your tire kickers. They're not the ones saying, I want to get the right home, right?
Right.
They understand that this is a good time to buy a home. Interest rates, 5.5%, not terrible. Now, maybe almost double from February, okay, mm-hmm. where we saw 3%, 3.5%, 4%
right.
interest rates. And now they're 5, almost 6. So that's weeded out some of the people who can't qualify for it, right? But those who are in that position, gosh, it's a prime time.
Yeah,
to
I was going to say now it's prime for them, huh?
Right. And so you have less competition out there. And also, what's really important, too, is that the lenders now are creating more loan options. Okay. For instance, there's a program out there called 321, right? And what is 321? Basically, it's a temporary buy down. Okay. So you can delay that 5.5%, 6% loan that you're getting and start off less for 1 year, increase it the next year, and then the third year, you're up to that interest rate.
Does it extend your amount of payments?
Doesn't extend your amount of payments, doesn't affect it, it just delays it.
Really?
Yes. So if you have...
Like a deferment almost.
Almost like a deferment, yeah. So there's other options out there, and the lenders are understanding that what the market's doing, so they're be very creative in what they're offering buyers. And so, wow, what a great opportunity.
So sellers are going to have to start making more sacrifices to keep up with the market, basically.
Well, sellers are, they understand they have to be more flexible.
Right.
Okay. They understand there's going to be less showings. It's not like when they put their home on the market, you're going to have 10 people coming in and getting an offer that day, okay, or within 2 hours, right? It might happen still. We don't know.
Right.
but that time has gone past, right? Yeah. They understand there's going to be fewer buyers, but they also understand that those buyers are really dedicated. They're really committed to wanting to buy. It's just a matter of what home that buyer is going to choose, all right? So that's really important. And they also understand, too, that, and we haven't seen this for a couple of years, seller concessions. One of the biggest issues that buyers have is that gateway of getting in, right? They need money to mm-hmm. process their loan, so
they'll pay the closing costs or something.
Closing costs, right?
Yeah.
So sellers are offering concessions to buyers, for instance, like paying some of their closing costs or all of it, right?
Right, which is nice for them.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of other tactics and strategies that a person who lists their home for sale can use, and that's why you want to talk to your agent to find out how serious are you wanting to sell your home. And that's another thing too: is sellers who are needing to sell, they need to sell, okay? And so we've seen prices coming down, and it's becoming better for everybody.
Well, a little bit of painting, a little bit of maintenance, maybe some staging, you know, things like that don't
exactly
hurt.
Exactly right. Just what we've talked about in the past, all these things. And so it's really important to talk to your agent and find out what your specific situation is and make sure that you're making an informed, educated decision.
Well, let me ask you this. Just as someone that knows real estate, what's the best return on investment right now for someone that's selling a home? That is it going to be curb appeal? Is it just going to be fixing all the stuff that's, the bones of the house, like the foundation and stuff like that? I mean, like, what do you think is the best return on investment right now for someone that's selling a house?
There's all the above, but it's really unique to your situation. And one of the things, like what I do, is I come in and talk with you, look at what you're doing, find out what your goals are, find out how soon you need to have it done by, how much you want to put in. But anything that you do to improve your home, to make it, give it that great curb appeal, is going to make it better. Now, you're not going to see, if you do an upgrade of $10,000, you're not going to see a $10,000 return when you sell the home. Okay, it doesn't work that way, but you are going to see a benefit, and so that's what we like to talk to you about. How much money do you really need to do to spend in order to give that great curb appeal? So that's where the expert eyes come in and say, hey, this will help, this will help, this is what happens. I work with a lot of buyers, I work with a lot of sellers, so I see both sides.
Right, and this is why you need someone who is a real estate expert, which is Rick Canale with RE/MAX Gold. Of course, Rick has offers, in fact, six satisfaction guarantees for buyers and sellers that he stands by, and money incentives if he does not live up to them. So go to rickhasbuyers.com/seller_satisfaction_guarantees and check that out. Rick, just in closing, anything else you want to talk about?
Absolutely. You know, industry experts have prepared a special report on how to sell your home that didn't sell, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you took it off the market, whatever. And so this report basically says it's not your fault. Don't get discouraged. There are some things that you can do. But this free report's offered to you, and you can get it through my website, rickhasbuyers.com/seminar_expired.
There we go. All right. That's Rick Canale, our local real estate expert, in here each and every Saturday at 9:30. So if you want the best in real estate advice, go over to rickhasbuyers.com. Now, if you want the best in advice as far as what to do with your vehicle, whether it's winter, summer, anytime, Pro One Automotive, we've got Dustin and Ricky in here from them next. And they are with us here live with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
John Potter and Jay Biggs, we are live and local. We get Nevada talking right here every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Hey, Jay.
Hello, everyone. Don't forget that you can always check us out by streaming us live at 991fmtalk.com, also at 923fmtalk.com as well in the Smith and Mason Valley. But right now, live in the studio with us from Pro One Automotive, you know, you've heard me talk about them on our traffic reports and all the commercials. It's Dustin DiPoli. Good morning, Dustin. How you doing?
Good morning.
Dustin, nice lobby. I gotta say. Great coffee. You got toys in the lobby. Toys. And I like the rodeo artwork and the We Support Our Troops signs in the lobby. And I knew I was at the right place. Good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. You know, we've worked really hard to, you know, maintain a clean lobby and presentable and, you know, make it comfortable.
Well, I got a question. I have a diesel now. Okay.
Same day diesel smog service.
Well, okay. Well, no one told me about the very few places smogging diesels. You do it.
Yes.
So that's why I'm there all the time. But why so few places? What's the deal? You have to really hunt around for a place that smogs diesel. And you know, is it that difficult?
You know, it does take up a lot of room. You do have to put them on a dyno. They measure opacity. And there's that initial investment. You know, yeah. A lot of people, you know, probably aren't willing to do that, but
it does take more space, right?
It definitely does.
And what is the deal with this DEP fluid thing? Nobody told me about that. Or DEF, is it?
Yeah, it's okay. DEF fluid.
Jay, I'm driving on a lonely Nevada highway, 95, near Goldfield, way out in the middle of nowhere, and my truck says if I don't get this DEF fluid, I'm going to stop. The engine's going to stop. Yeah. So
I don't know, man.
I barely made it to Vegas, some Lowe's store, and got this gallon of this. What's it for? And it's only for diesel.
So the DEF fluid, they use it it's injected into the exhaust. And is what that does. They use it to control NOx or oxides of nitrogen. So it's another emission control, use or device, which
the guy at the store told me it was to make it smell better.
What?
Like the diesel smell or something. I must sound like a total idiot because I never do this stuff about
it. It helps the flux capacitor.
You know, one thing I have to say about DEF, though, a lot of people aren't really informed on it, is one, you know, you purchase it, you're storing it, but make sure you store it properly because, You know, if you leave it in the sun, in the heat, you know, it can compromise the fluid, and then you may have other issues down the road. So that's just one thing I have.
Was my truck lying to me when it said it was going to shut down if it didn't get its DEF fluid?
Yeah, that's how they've done it.
Oh,
and
my God.
I will say I've been in many classes, you know, and some people, you know, they have, you know, people want to substitute the fluid for something else.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and that I don't suggest it, but I was in several classes, and they said, if you're in a pinch in the middle of nowhere, you can just put water in it to get back to where it is to get the right fluid in it.
It's like a radiator. Yeah, pretty much. Now, you know, Dustin, so here's the big thing. I wanted to have you guys on this weekend to talk about, because we had our first 100-degree day last week. So what are some things that folks need to do to prepare their car for this weather? Because it's not like, you know, you just go out there and not think about this, especially on a road trip right between here and Vegas. That could be something you don't want to do. So what would you suggest to someone that's going to be driving around a lot this summer to do to their vehicle for just routine summer maintenance?
Well, providing that we've had, you know, a bunch of heat lately and we're going to continue that trend, for most people, they think, you know, service the air conditioning system. That's great. You got to stay comfortable in your vehicle. And having a proper charge on the AC does make it work properly. When it gets low, the compressor's cycling fast, that'll cause premature wear on the compressor clutch. You know, there's a lot of things, and it, you know, you're generating excessive heat in the front of the vehicle, which then heats up the radiator. So first and foremost, you know, keep, you know, your AC service. Over time, it does leak a small amount out of the system, you know, so if you ever notice the efficiency has gone down, or it's not quite as cold as it used to be, you know, I do recommend getting it, you know, evacuated, recharged properly, and going from there.
Do you have to take computer classes now for cars? I mean, are you have to be a computer expert?
Yeah.
I mean, I open the hood. If something's wrong, I look at it. I don't know what the heck to do.
There are so many computers on vehicles nowadays. And a lot of the guys who are pretty sharp are computer savvy. You know, there's a lot of programming and you know, electrical testing. All the computers work together. But back on that summer servicing note, I've got the, you know, a lot of people out there playing, having fun, towing, you know, camping, you know, your fluids in this heat, especially, you know, heat breaks down fluids, you know, so keeping your, you know, your differential serviced, keeping your transmission serviced, those are things that are going to protect your investment.
Right.
You know,
right. Absolutely. And what about like tires, for instance, and tire pressure? That's a big one, right?
Huge, huge. The tires are your contact with the pavement. You know, and having running the proper tire pressure, you know, that's going to help with fuel mileage. It's going to help with handling. Those are all very important things. And tires are expensive.
Yeah.
These new cars, I replaced a battery in mine and then I couldn't get it smogged. The guy told me to drive 60 miles at 50 miles per hour, go around McCarran a few times. What the heck?
So,
Lockwood and back. Lockwood and back.
So all of these vehicles have built-in monitors for the computer monitors different systems. Now, when you do reset it, unhook the battery, you have to then drive it for the computer to obtain enough information.
I knew a computer had something to do with it. Anyway, enough said. Thanks, Dustin.
Well, Dustin, all right. So we're getting out of here, but I want to remind folks, Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal. Same-day diesel smog service. It's the only place. You can check them out, of course, online, ProOneAutomotive.com, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Dustin. DePoli, we're going to be back here with Brad Pope.